Really?
What? I'm singing. That was scat for the new generation. Scatting.
I don't like it.
Really? How about you perk it up? Maybe your level was as crappy as I thought it was during level testing.
Yeah, maybe it was.
How about you? You get a little fire in the loins.
But I'm full.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can't work? I ate what was left of your plate and all of my plate. And here I am, full of vim and vigor. I don't like to use the P word for tinkle.
So
it's vim and vigor.
All right.
Speaking of pissing, I took one under duress right now.
Why?
Right before I went in, a huge, waddling, fat beast of a man. Mm-hmm. He probably was really sweet, so I shouldn't call him a fat beast, but he was a fat beast.
A darling.
Well, it was... Okay, if you took one of those grizzly bears
that,
like, the Russians wrestle, like Zangief from Street Fighter, and you shaved it, and then that grizzly bear became a fat, fat, short man, that's what this guy looked like.
That is not even true.
So he waddles in right before me, and I know he's doing a toozy. So I'm just like, I cannot get it out of my pants fast enough. Like, come on, come on. I'm breathing through my mouth the whole time.
That's
I managed to evacuate while he's still grunting and like letting the, I don't know, letting things happen. Nothing did happen.
Because
trust me, a guy built like that.
Yeah.
It's like someone emptied a bowl of pancake batter into the toilet. It's a wreck.
Sounds delicious.
Looks like stroganoff just thrown against a concrete wall.
It's disgusting.
You don't want to be around for it. You're listening to Papa's Basement.
Holy smokes, Papa Giorgio. I guess it is.
Yeah.
Someone just woke me up.
Here's the perk.
Okay.
Show's website's in papasbasement.com. Go there every Monday and every Thursday for episodes of the show. If you're a fan, I would think you'd want to do that. It's also got all of our contact info. I'm at Papa's Basement on the Twitter machine. She's at Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N Frank.
Ta-da.
And grab the iTunes link. That's the big thing here, people. If you do want to support the show, iTunes.
Yeah.
Subscribe to Papa's Basement on iTunes.
Yeah, you get a little prompt from us saying.
Twice a week you get your little alert saying, here it is, Papa's Football Podcast. That's another show I do.
Yeah.
You might not really guess
which
it from
I
the
love.
Title.
I
oh,
love
yeah.
that show.
That's what you told me.
I listen religiously.
Right before we did this, you
I was
said...
like, football season is just not the same without you and Howard.
You're like, I don't do football really, but somehow I can't get enough of this. In no way did you actually say, hey, how is that show? I've never heard it, but...
I mean, it is fabulous. I mean, how you just recap all the sports. I'm just like, wow, this is great.
No, it's a football podcast.
No, everything. Brazil, we know what's happening in Brazil and everywhere else.
I forgot Brazil was a sport.
Brazil's soccer.
Oh, football.
Yeah.
Footy.
Yes.
As the Brits call it. Yeah, that's hosted at pfpod.com and thespookiescomic.com. I write that at my buddy Jerry. I don't know if I'm allowed to say his full name. I know he doesn't like the full name.
Why?
But he's weird about even the first name because he teaches the kids and it's a little potty mouth. And especially if it gets back that like the guy he's working with does this show.
Yeah.
Oh, for Christ's sake, he's fired.
But he's
there could be
talented.
A guy that like worked with him that was fingering buttholes. They'll be like, we'll get to you in a bit. We're firing Jerry first.
But his real name isn't on the link. Whatever.
No,
it's just,
he has some weird alias he's chosen.
Yeah.
Like a
It is kind of odd.
It's one of those silly Monty Python-esque things. You know how I feel about that.
I guess. I don't know. I'm not the familiar.
You know how I feel about frivolity. Boo. Boo frivolity.
Yeah, okay.
Why is the world going to hell, Allison?
I don't know.
Why are we getting nickeled and dimed to death?
We aren't.
Why isn't there bloody revolt in the street?
Oh, gosh. Here we go. Have you been talking to your brother? Because this sounds like a Will conversation.
Well, that's Will just regurgitating.
All the cops are out to get me. They just want to get paid. Yeah, like everybody else. Like, that's their job.
Well, the cops are parasites. Let's be honest. I guess there's
I know
real
a lot of police officers.
Well, detectives and stuff, they do good things.
Only detectives.
Detectives, yeah. Because
like Columbo.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you're not Peter Falk, go to hell. If both of your eyes work right, we don't like you.
Oh, poor thing.
And
nice.
Well, the guys that actually keep order in the streets, that's fine, too. But the majority of Fairfax County cops can eat mine. They're traffic po. That's
yeah, but
it.
That's, they're
it's like,
getting
oh,
doing what they get paid to do.
You only went down to 1 mile an hour at the stoplight. I'm afraid
that's
I'm
going
to ticket you.
That's why you go to court. Everyone should go to court when you have a problem.
Well,
and you show up, and then the case can be dismissed.
We're not all Alice and Frank. We don't all strut in our little Paula Poundstone suit and tie getups.
Mine
only. Going, time to turn on the charm faucet.
But oddly enough, my top three buttons never work.
And you're not wearing pants, just like Baloo from Tailspin.
What's wrong with that? Just pumps and a dress shirt.
Yeah.
An ex-boyfriend's dress shirt and a tie.
Business up top. And then when you actually sit up to address the judge,
yeah,
the whole room is agog.
Della make me holla.
Is that Honey Boo Boo?
I think so, yeah. Oh, goodness gracious. No, but I think everyone should go to court. And it's funny how many people are adverse to it. But if you just go there and say, hey, you know what? I made a mistake or whatever, then you're out.
I've gone, I can't tell you how many times, except for my latest ticket.
Yeah.
I've gone every single time
yeah.
to fight my ticket. I've never gotten out of a damn thing. For my reckless, I got a lawyer who pled me out of a reckless, but the ticket was still $300. The only victory I had there.
Well, you don't have points on your license.
No, he said the cop actually was involved in a horrible accident and was like in a full body cast almost.
Yeah.
And that was great because the cop was an ass. I was about to say AH.
Oh, but if,
but I don't
if
think
the
I
cop isn't there, then the case is dismissed.
He was like in a back room. They had to like wheel him out. Like he was in a bed pissing in a jar. And I was, there's something, he had a tattoo. I remember when he pulled me over, he had a tattoo.
Yeah.
Like some Jersey trash. I'm sorry, cops. I wish we did it like the Brits. You have to be 6 feet tall and clean of tats. I don't like ink on a pig.
I have a friend, he's a cop, and I mean, I have like loads of police stories. So really, I mean, I should have known everyone on the police force with the number of type of weird situations I had gotten myself into involving the police and the number of times I had been pulled over just for some ridiculous kinds of things. Anyhow, but you always should go to court. I mean, I had one where I was leaving the gym. I was at Gold's Gym and I finished my workout and I was on my way home. And
I'm listening, by the way. I'm texting, doing a little business here. I'm listening. Gold's Gym. You're telling how you get out of everything.
Well, here's the thing. So I was driving home and this huge insect was in the front seat of my car, just flapping and flying all around. Well, it had flown into my eye and I crossed over the double yellow and I clipped a police cruiser going in the opposite direction.
Wow.
So let me tell you, if you hit a police cruiser, they turn around pretty quick.
So, really? How uppity of them? What attitude?
So he flips around just whips around, lights and everything naturally.
Well,
and so I
what do you
over.
Expect him to do? Like stick his hand out? Hello?
Well,
excuse
you just
clipped me.
You just clipped me. We're good. Everybody's like, okay.
Why is the silent police car behind me waving frantically? No, you're going to get the sirens and lights.
And so he gets out, and it turns out he's an officer I actually know. And he was like, Allison, what the? I thought it was a drunk driver.
Oh, that's so funny. So you get out of tickets with your cop friends. Shocking.
No. Well, what happened is anytime an officer is in an accident or involved in anything, their supervisor has to be called immediately. Like, you just have to have people there. Well, because.
To help the cover up.
Let me tell you, there was no cover up. By the time once they see, like,
I don't know how officer, this 3-year-old with massive internal injuries walked in front of my car, but she did.
There was like four cop cars. Like it looked like a drug bust, and it was just little old me.
Again, our tax money going to great purpose.
Oh,
great
I mean, there was just loads of people, and my cop friend.
Four cop cars for what again?
Well, I did crash into his cruiser.
You clipped. So. Clipped or crashed? There's a big difference.
Well, I clipped it. Some pieces fell off. I mean, there was contact. Anyhow, so he was like, Allison, what were you doing? I thought you were a drunk driver, whatever. And I said, oh, like something was in my eye. And actually, I mean, you could tell that my eye was swollen, whatever it was. Like it was all excoriated and, well, swollen. And Anyhow, but then I started feeling sick because I actually had just worked out.
If I were a cop and I got that, you would have to pull open your eyelid and a bee would have to fly out. Otherwise, I would be
cuffing. I wish that thing was still there because it was just, it was really big. I don't know what it was. But when I went to court, well, anyhow, so he had a junior deputy, whatever, ride-along person with him. And maybe it's people who want to become a police officer or junior, whatever. And I remember I saying, man, I don't feel very good. I need some orange juice or something. And he said, well, go ahead. And he sent the junior deputy with me. And when I came back, there was just cops all over. And it was, he had me pull over into this plaza, which had like a grocery store and a Long John Silver's. But it just looked like there was a big drug bust like at the Long John Silver's. And it was me.
I'm so glad they got you off the street. I'm so glad that while rapes were occurring 2 feet down the road.
That's right.
They had the vice team out.
Yeah.
To properly chronicle your crash.
So, anyhow, but he was like, hey, do you want me to call? He was friends with my ex-husband. He was like, yeah, do you want me to call him? And I was like, no. Like, what is he going to do? Like,
Take back your ring.
Yeah, perhaps.
That's about it.
Anyhow, so, yep. So then I went to court for it, and yeah, they just threw it out. So that's a long story.
How lovely.
Well, I mean, it was an accident. I didn't do it on purpose, and there you go.
Well, I've never been caught speeding on purpose.
But if you,
and I've never crashed into anyone on purpose, but I've certainly been ticketed for it.
Yeah, one time I was on my bicycle. So I crashed into this police cruiser.
Wait, are you like some drunk Mexican who can't get a license? What's wrong with you?
No, I know. But this was actually...
You crashed your bike.
This was like a year or two beforehand. And I was actually... I had this bicycle route that I had mapped out. And it was like 14 miles. And so once I was like, I don't know, almost a halfway through. But there were a lot of hills and stuff. And I came up to an accident. And there was a fire truck and one of those rescue, like, station wagon vehicles there. And I pull up and I see this car.
Did you, angel of death? You sound like bad luck right now.
And it was, this car was wrapped around
the tree. And you tapped the window with your scythe.
No, I didn't. But I stopped by the car and they didn't say the road was blocked or anything. But I didn't want to turn all the way back around. I just wanted to go through, cut through this accident scene or whatever. Like, the person that was in the accident was actually gone and everything by then.
Oh.
And so there were...
Like, gone, gone?
Well, he actually did die. Oh, it was okay. An 18-year-old, yeah, who was... Anyway. So I just wanted to cut
this
through...
This is a comedy show, by the way.
So I just wanted to cut through this accident scene and just be on my merry way. I didn't want to, you know, them to think that I was onlooker.
I'm just picturing a puddle of blood that you and like a little tire tread of blood.
Tiptoe around.
That you track a quarter mile.
I'm a nurse, everybody.
Nothing I haven't seen before. Get out of my way. Ring, 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 ring.
I'm wearing rain boots.
You got a spare finger I can put in the little basket in the front?
So I just hop on my bike and I just think, you know what? I'm going to just go through this scene really quick. And get to the other side, and I'll just be on my merry way. So
that's one time there was a murder in my neighborhood.
That's right.
And I threw my Frisbee on the other side of the house, and all the cops had it locked down. And I was just like, guys, just walking through the scene. I'll be 2 seconds.
No, you just see an arm coming through the fence.
Why is this evidence tape up? Just stripping that down.
So I get on my bike, and I start pedaling really fast. Well, there was a state trooper there, and he was taking a picture of the accident. And I went to go between him and this fire truck. On the other side of him was all this like glass and stuff. And he was facing in the opposite direction. And I just went to pedal by. Well, he widened his stance and squatted to take the picture. Right,
like take something else.
Right as I was going past. And I ran right into the state trooper. Like...
So this is just confirming everything about that
women drivers.
Knew. Yeah.
But I was on
women
my bicycle.
Women drivers suck, and if you have big milkers, you can get out of anything.
So I came up off of my bicycle. Like, the tire went right through his legs, but this guy was like, he was like Schwarzenegger. Like, he was like buns of steel, rock hard, this just huge guy. And so I just ran right into my chest. I came up off my bike, and my arms crunched into him. And
tit planted into his face.
And to his back, because he was facing the opposite direction. So, but then he, I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I was squeezing my brakes as hard as I could, but I still ran into the guy.
Yeah.
And then I look, and everyone that was there for the accident, it was just all eyes on me with their mouths hanging wide open.
Like, no kidding.
Oh, my God. What
They're like,
just-
who's this retard bicycling through a crime scene?
And so the guy, he lifts his leg off of my bicycle, and I hear one of the other officers go, Chad, dude, are you all right? He turns around. He goes, I want this road blocked off. He goes, I don't want any cars, no trucks, no bikes, nothing coming through here. But then I didn't know what to do. Like, what do I do? So I just get on my bike and started pedaling and went through the scene. But then the next day, here's what happened. The next day I go to work. I'm a nurse and I'm working with other
On your
nurse.
Bike?
I actually did bike to work. So. But yeah, so anyway, so my friend Roger was there. And Roger actually worked with that fire and rescue department. And I said, hey, did you hear about that accident out on Macedonia Church Road? And he was like, oh, yeah, it was terrible. There was an 18-year-old. He was killed on site. But once they started working on him, like blood and guts and everything just squirted out his eyes and his ears and his mouth and everything. But once you start working on someone.
It's like a Halloween prop. Like perform CPR on the dummy and you squeeze down and he just starts hemorrhaging out his nose. Like Mia Wallace.
Yeah. But once you start, you can't stop. So they worked on the guy.
So wait, what, once everything pops out, you're just like, keep pumping.
You have to.
When you get the CPR, do you
like Lay's potato chip. You can't just have one.
Do you start sucking in on the mouth and like hope the string of brain that popped out went back in?
You just cram it all back
yeah.
in. So the next day, I was like, oh my gosh, Roger, were you there? And he's like, he said, oh, I wasn't on that day. But then we had people that ran transport that yeah. also worked for that department. He used to be a patient there, this guy, Bob. So Bob comes in.
He's
and
like, all my coworkers were talking about this filthy gypsy woman that came through.
So Roger says to Bob, he goes, hey, were you out at that accident? He goes, yeah. I guess he was in that rescue station wagon, but hadn't recognized me in my street clothes or whatever. And he says, he said, hey, did you see some girl on her bike? It's like, what an idiot. She just rails into this state trooper and just everyone's just busting my chops. And he was like, hey, that was Frank. And everyone starts busting my chops about it. But then after that, when I would ride my bike to work or to the hospital, people would honk and then they would move into the other lane, exaggerating the fact that they were calling me like weenie whacker and cop killer and all these crazy things after that. Just
those are very
one
different
little
things.
Accident. And they were making jokes about, you know, him not being able to have
Where did
children.
Weenie whacker come in?
Because my tire went right through the guy's legs. And he had to actually lift his leg off of it. Like he was saddling my front tire of my bicycle.
Straddling.
Oh, what did I say?
Saddling. Oh. Like it was a horse.
Saddling, straddling, whatever. Either way. Yeah. But then it was only, after that accident, it was only a matter of like a month or so after that I was riding home.
You're a menace. I will never let you drive me anywhere. That's what I'm getting from this.
Yeah. Anyhow, I was on my way home and I was on
I'm
my
I'm going
bike.
To be launched through the windshield.
Yeah.
And then someone will try to come up and blame that on you rightfully. Yeah. And you'll just be like, look at my areolas.
Yep.
That's and what they'll let you off.
Anyhow, so he said.
And I will haunt you.
So it was like 2 a.m. and I was on my way home on the bike. And I see this cop. Car just pulling up, and I was riding on 50, Route 50, but it's actually in kind of a town area is where I was riding. But it's still four lanes, you know. But I was on
is
the
this
side.
On your deathmobile or in a vehicle?
This is on my bicycle.
Your and little so, deathmobile.
Yeah, and so I'm
the pedaling. Harvester of sorrow. That's what I'm calling your bike. It sounds like right? you go through a field and the flowers die in your wake.
So all of a sudden I see lights flashing behind me and I thought, what am I doing? Like speeding? Like what's happening? So I just didn't think it was for me. So I just keep pedaling away and all of a sudden he's like, boop, boop. I was like, what is going on? So I get off my bicycle. He's like, can I see some ID? And I was like, I'm on my bike. Like I didn't have anything. I didn't have any ID or anything like that. So anyhow, he says, he says, where are you going? I said, well, I'm almost home. Like, I live up there off of Route 50. And he said, it's kind of late for you to be on your bike. But I was like 21 or 2, something, 3? I don't know.
I was actually going to make an age joke. I was like, what are you, an 8-year-old? I mean.
I know, exactly. And he said, I'll follow you home and make sure you get home all right. And I just thought.
That's sinister as hell.
So I got on my bike and I start pedaling home and he followed me up there. But the thing is, that hill to get up to my house, there were no street lights. Once I got off of 50, it was pitch black.
Yeah.
So I was actually wondering how, I didn't have a headlight on my bike. So I was actually wondering like how, because you can't even see your hand in front of your face when you're walking along that road. But actually with his headlights, then I could actually see. And then I just went home. So anyway, but you should always go to court. And that's what I was saying. So always go to court. Now that didn't have to
only
go anywhere.
One time, I've told this story before. One time in DC,
yeah,
I got a ticket from a black officer for talking on my cell phone.
Yeah.
And I was in traffic. So he literally was just able to tap my window. He was dressed up as a crossing guard. Never fall for this in DC. Because you see them in their stupid Velcro neon vest. And you're like, ha, you piece of ass. Look at what they got you doing. they don't care if 10 pedestrians get run over.
Yeah.
They're just there to hand out cell phone tickets. Mm. The instant they see you on one, they go tap, tap, and it's in a traffic area. Because I was like, can I just jet off? No. He could have literally caught me like jumping on one foot. It was that dense. So it's my time to face the music about a month later.
Yeah.
And it's rainy as hell. Yeah. And not to take like a triple Lindy into the pool of racism.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I have heard, according to legend, that black people are not fans of the water. So I show up at court that day with a song in my heart.
Yes.
And sure enough, he was the only cop that didn't show up. It was like 8 white cops there to give tickets, and the black dude didn't show.
That's cool.
And I felt so horrible because there's an old black woman in front of me.
Yeah.
And I'm saying black a lot. There's I'm painting a picture. There's an old black judge, old black lady.
That's fine.
And she gets up and he's like, hey, you got popped for this ticket. How do you plead? She's like, guilty. And he tries to give her a little info between the lines. He's like, the officer isn't here. No one's here to contend what you did. How do you plead? And she just looks at him weird, like, guilty, Your Honor. I'm like, oh, you dumb bitch. You poor dumb bitch. He's like, okay, ticket.
Yeah.
And I waltz up and I'm like, I would like to confront my accuser, as I've heard so many times you're allowed to do. And this is the one time it worked.
Yeah.
And then it balanced out. I got ticketed by another brother.
Yeah.
And this guy lied and said I had 2 headphones in when I only had one.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. That was recent.
Yeah. And that's the one where I'm like, why am I even going to go to court? The guy lied on the damn ticket. All that's going to happen is I'll show up and be like, I had one in. He'll go, he had 2. Case closed.
But you think that. But when I was in this accident in January or whatever, and it
was
just...
What is wrong with you? Yeah. What is wrong with you?
But it
was accidents.
I witnessed an accident. I witnessed...
Apparently, that's your gift.
That's why I'm a nurse.
This is like an episode of Grimm. Behold Tombstone and her wicked powers.
This is a 2-lane road, and I was on my way home, and I see this guy. It just looked like he was distracted.
And they thought he was going to make it, but then they did CPR, and his colon shot out of his mouth, and they knew he was a goner. Then I was free to walk away, my grisly deed complete.
But he... Anyhow, he lost control of his vehicle. He swerved off the road into this driveway. There was a... This gas station has 2 entrances, and he crossed over the double yellow, went off, and drove across the entrance to this gas station, which has a big, huge parking lot, went up the hill, and crashed into a tree. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So I pulled in after he crashed. After
and knocked
he went
on
off
his window. You're like, hey, can you do it again? I need to get my cell phone out.
That's right. And so I park and I was like, hey, are you all right? He goes, didn't you see me there? And I said, yeah, that's why I pulled over. Like, are you okay?
You're like, didn't you see me applaud, mister?
Anyhow, this other guy pulled over and he said, yeah, he saw the whole thing and that it was my fault that the guy went into the tree. And I was like,
oh,
I
you
didn't.
Told me this story. Yeah. I've been at that. This is in your neck of the woods, that scary area where you live.
But the thing about it is that I didn't come in to the parking lot until the guy was already off the road, you know? So how is that
my
fault?
According to you.
Right. And this other guy. But the witnesses inside the gas station and people
at the pumps.
I
contradict you, but I don't want blood to shoot out of my corneas or whatever you're capable of.
Other people said, yeah, we saw it and it just looked like that guy was distracted. Anyhow, I called attorneys. I wanted to get a lawyer because I just thought, that was like the thing you have to do because I didn't do this. So the cop gave me a ticket and said it was failure to yield the right of way. But what right of way did I fail to yield? Because he is on, you know what I mean? I didn't come over.
I'm just happy someone finally took you down.
So, but they didn't take me down because I went to court and I told what happened. And the judge said, fine, you're not guilty. And
really?
Let me go. Yeah.
And then you sprinted off in your Teflon Frank shirt.
No, but the thing about it is that I really thought that, you know, this guy fibbed. He told a lie. There was another person.
Because someone has to bring you down.
Someone who couldn't clearly see.
This is like
see.
The Shield, where, you know what, Vic Mackey might need to plant some evidence to get the job done, but he's getting someone wicked off the street.
But when I asked the guy, I said, hey, are you familiar with this road? Like, do you travel this often? We're chit-chatting, waiting for the police to come. And, you know, the police said, you know, just come to court. Just go to court, he kept telling me. But he gave me the ticket, and I just assumed he gave us both tickets. Maybe his was failure, you know, because he didn't see it. He even said to me, like, I didn't see the accident. I don't know what happened, but I'm going to give you a ticket for failure to yield the right of way. And I just thought, you know, this is baloney, but it really ate on me in a long time.
Whoa, whoa. This is the clean show.
It drove me bananas, and I thought there's – and any attorney that I talked to said – you know, I could believe you're innocent. You could believe you're innocent, but this is a difficult case to kind of prove or whatever. And I did talk to another attorney. It was going to be like $4,000 just for them to show up, you know? And I just thought,
oh, yeah, mine cost like $1,000.
And I was like, you know, it's a principle, but for $4,000, I could probably fix this guy's car or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, his car is not even worth $4,000, I don't think. He was driving a beater, you know? Anyhow, I went to court and I told my side of the story, and they said, yeah, you're off. That's it. You're
That's
not guilty.
Nice.
Yeah. So you never know. So you think, hey, you could go there and say, hey, I had one in, and he could say you have two. But it doesn't matter. You go there, you represent yourself, and you tell the truth. Always tell the truth. And then there you go. And that's what they tell you when you go to defensive driving, which I've been several times to defensive driving school. But they'll tell you the first thing you should do is just tell the truth. If you were speeding, you should say you were speeding. Or, you know, if you weren't aware of the speed limit, or, you know what I mean, if you were late or whatever, you should always tell the truth. So, but I did have one cop, and I always wondered what they can do. Maybe some of our police friend listeners or whatever, or me, as many police as I know.
I don't think we have those after what I did earlier.
But I'm thinking, but there was a guy, and he's just standing on the side of the road. And he had like a gun or whatever, the speed gun. And he was just,
I thought you meant some sniper.
No, and he just would snap and point for you to pull over into the parking lot. He just snap and point.
I lose it when I see. Are you kidding me?
So this time I got pulled over, but I was actually on my way. I got a call as a nurse for an emergency at the hospital, and I was on my way to the hospital. And I told the officer, hey, listen, you know, I'm on my way to the hospital, and he let me go.
That's the only time, literally, I was getting out of I've gotten out of multiple tickets on the spot. It's when they write it up, I'm screwed. Yeah. But one of my more recent ones, I got out by saying, like, I'm a locksmith and this lady's locked out and her kid's inside.
Yeah.
And he just let me slide immediately.
But was that true?
No, I was evicting people. Like, I was probably locking a poor family out of their house. It was the opposite of what I was claiming to do.
Oh, but you were doing a locked job. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was about to lock Smith, but I was about to lock a crying baby and a crying mom out of their house. And then throw all their crap on the lawn, too.
That's right. So I was, start with the crib.
I mean, I was making the world a much worse place. Oh, yeah. There was one time I evicted a family that lost their house because they had like a crippled kid who was on ventilators and crap.
Oh, no.
And there's all this medical equipment. There must have been tens of thousands of dollars.
Oh, this is
And
not
I'm
good.
Changing their locks while they're out getting this kid from school or therapy or wherever.
Oh, no.
Helping people throw all this on the lawn. And their neighbors are just stealing. Their neighbors are just grabbing their TVs. And they're like, yo, can you stop me if I take this? I'm like, I'm not the police. They're your neighbor. But I'm not going to stop you. He's like, okay. And just grabs two TVs and marches three doors down into
that
his house. I'm like,
horrible.
How do you look them in the eye?
That is terrible. Not good. I don't like
this
story.
I mean, we're just lucky that
all.
He didn't have a kid with cystic fibrosis too, or they would have taken like the $10,000 phlegm sucker.
Oh, gosh. Another time during this festival or whatever, I had gotten pulled over after I clipped the cruiser. This was, I don't know, like 4 or 6 months later after that. And I was driving in this back alley. It's like a, you know, it's a one-way back alley, you know? And so I'm driving there.
Is that what you call it?
Well, anyhow, so...
Come on, that was worth something.
No, not really.
Okay.
Anyhow, so all of a sudden I see these lights. It's like, boo! And I was like, what the heck? Like, I'm not speeding? Like, what is going on? And so the cop gets out and he says, you know why I pulled you over?
I'm never driving with you, by the way. That's
he said, do you know why I pulled you over? And I was like, no. And he was like, because you went through that
stop
sign. You're
guilty of stealing my heart.
That's right. Anyhow, so he says, you went through that stop sign. And I was like, what stop sign? He goes, ma'am, you want to step out of the vehicle? So I stepped out of
what vehicle?
I turn around. He goes, ma'am, you see that octagon right there? And he said, you know what? I wasn't going to pull you over because I'm actually on my way to go get something to eat. But I thought to run a stop sign with a cop right behind you, that's a pretty ballsy move.
Wow.
And so he's like, can I have your license and registration? But I actually didn't have it on me. And I was like, oh, I think it's at home.
Jesus Christ.
And he didn't. And my ex-husband was with me at the time.
Was this during the era when they had computers that could check that or no? Because I know now.
I think they could have.
I've been busted without it. I'm just like, here's my name. And they'll just run it in 2 seconds. It's not a big deal.
So my ex-husband, though, this is not a time to be funny. Really? Like, leave the jokes to me, pal. And he goes, hey, do you know Tracy Hill? He goes, oh, yeah, I love it. She's the one who clipped his cruiser. And the guy goes, you know what? I'm going to let you off with a warning, but I'm going to pull my cruiser around. You just stay here, man, while I pass you and go get something to eat. I was like, yeah. But after he knew that I clipped that cruiser, he let me go.
I like how you talk sometimes. It's great when the story winds down. It's just like a little turd at the end that plops out. You're just like, yeah.
But I was pulled over again.
Really? Fascinating.
Yeah. And this time I didn't have my license either. I was getting ready for a trip to
Nashville. We didn't do any show prep, by the way. This is literally just, you're like, what do you want to talk about on the show as we're eating kava beforehand? I don't know. I got something. But I'm worried we don't have enough for two shows. You're like, well, we should probably do two. And now you just get on air. This is great, though. This is awesome stream of consciousness. This is charming you who isn't on mic, and I'm actually getting you on mic for once.
Oh, goodness. But anyhow, when he pulled me over, I didn't have my license or registration, but he did run the computer thing. I was getting ready for a trip for Nashville, and I had packed all of my stuff, and I just went to run to the store. And I guess I did one of those California rolls at a red light and just slipped around.
I thought it was
a
California stop. Is it a California roll food?
No, I mean, California roll is a food, but when I went to defensive driving, they said they call that a California roll, where you
like
just roll through.
My mom calls it the California stop. It, by the way, should be 100% legal. It's asinine that it isn't. If you stop it, what do they tell you when you're a kid? Yeah. Stop, look both ways. Does it change if I'm in a car?
So, well, but anyhow, when he went to run my license or whatever, he said, do you know your license is expired? And I was like, no. And I thought, oh, it can't be because I was just pulled over the other day. It's like, but I didn't say that. And I was like, oh, gosh. And he says, well, I can't let you drive this vehicle. So you're going to, you know, what do you have to do? So I tried to call and see if I could get a ride from where I was, and I couldn't. And he gave me a ride home. But he didn't give me a ticket either. So I was good.
Wow.
He just said, hey, you want to get this taken care of? So. And I said, yes, that I would. And I did. I mean, I didn't. I was like, shouldn't they send you something in the mail or something? He was like, don't you look at your license?
You just, to be honest, I don't.
Who would know?
You know what I mean? I've driven on an expired one for 6 months. Because who cares? It's like if you get ticketed for it, you literally just get it done and show up at court.
Yeah.
And they strike the ticket.
Oh, yeah. Like if you get it taken care of. And that's correct. That just happened to me. And I tried calling you to help me. And
I remember that.
It was my tags were expired. And I was not aware of it. I hadn't gotten anything in the mail. I had moved, and the DMV doesn't forward mail, and I had no idea that it was expired, and that cop, too, would not let me. He said, I can't let you drive this car with these expired tags. And I just thought, oh, like, this is not good, and he gave me a ride to work.
I just want to interrupt this cavalcade of your legal woes.
Yeah. And with what?
Just tell you what Howard texted me. He was going on and on about our numbers for pfpod.com.
Yeah.
And I just text back, talk later in studio.
Yeah.
And he sends back a penis, an emoticon penis next to an emoticon of an open mouth. And he says, then stop looking at my penis and record your effing show.
Oh.
Very crafty, Howard. Very crafty.
Isn't he sweet?
At what the effin' heezy on Twitter, if you want that. If you want to see what he texted me, what the effin' heezy.
Oh, he's too cute. So.
I can't believe we got on all of this just because I was like exaggeratedly bitching about the world going in the toilet. And I just wanted to complain about the Oreos we got.
Oh, well.
And then instead it just becomes, well.
Cop stories.
Yeah. Which
but
is
I have
fine.
A lot of cop stories. I mean, those are just a few. I mean, I have loads and loads of cop
we
stories.
We need to do more another time because that was a great time eater. I was literally looking at Xboxes on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Texting my friends.
Yeah.
And you're doing the show for me. It's great.
You're rambling about police stories.
I'm fine with it. It was funny rambling. I was just livid that the Oreos we got are smaller.
They're micro. Tiny. Yeah.
When did that happen? I know that they've lately every company.
But that's the same with Reese cups too. I opened some for kids for their Halloween candy, and I was like, "What?"
That was 2 to 3 years ago. I think that change happened.
The shrink happened.
It's happened to everything. Yeah. And my mom hit it on the head because there's no other explanation for it. She's like, "They don't want to decrease the number in a package."
Yeah.
And they don't want to raise the price.
Exactly. Yeah.
But something got to give.
No, and it's true because you'll buy the same box. The box will be the same. But when you actually look at the ounces, you know what I mean? It's significantly less, but it's the same price. So really,
the Oreo packaging was no BS, 20% smaller.
Oh, at least. I mean, yeah. And actually, the one that you showed, you couldn't even see any cream inside. The one I showed you, I was like, there's no... unless you flipped it around.
It looked like they just squirted a touch of adhesive to put the two cookies together. There was no cream there anymore. I remember that in the day.
Yeah.
When in the salad days of this country, a.k.a. the 80s, my youth, you could just twist open an Oreo.
Yeah.
And there'd be like an eighth of an inch of cream and you're sitting there lapping it up, throwing away the disgusting discs that contained it.
Yeah.
You can't do that anymore. There's no wonder they took away those ad campaigns.
Yeah.
Where they joke about unscrewing them and eating the cream inside and putting them back together. It doesn't exist. You can't do it.
Well, you can now because there's essentially no cream in there. So who would know that you ate it out of there?
That's true. Yeah, you could just lick and return the whole package.
You're like, oh,
the double stuffs are probably like what the normals used to be.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I haven't had one in a while. So.
I like how the poor are starving in the street. This is what it takes to rile me up.
Yeah, I mean
that and the kilt people out front.
I like the kilt people. They're good looking fellows. So
we do the show from a public access station. Correct. I know a lot of podcasts are done at home or annoyingly enough at restaurants. I'll never get that as long as you'd be amazed how many podcasts are in a live.
It seems like a lot of them have their studios in their basement.
That's fine.
Yeah,
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
A lot though, it's like, hey, we're recording having lunch at Chipotle. Yeah. Why? They don't build like radio studios to let in ambient noise. The whole thing is to keep it out.
Yeah, but maybe because it makes them feel
in.
I guess.
I don't get it. It makes a crap recording. Call
me. It might make
a crap
recording, but if we were in public and we were talking, we could get, or I say we, but I mean me, could get people involved in the show so we could ask questions and those kind of men on the street.
Do you know how long it took you to get good behind a mic? Most of my co-hosts never do. Why would I want some stranger who's got a mouthful of beans and pork?
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, we've had some pretty interesting conversations with people, you and I, the conversations that I start with strangers, you know, and it's kind of fun.
Oh, you mean where I cower because I just want to eat my food and you're harassing them in the name of charm?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, it's fun. It's kind of fun to get people, you know, involved or get their take on something.
I'm finally coughing up for that equipment. I've gotten on eBay again.
Yeah.
And I am combing and looking for mics and things of that sort. But, I like it here.
No, and there's something.
I like it hermetically sealed at the same temperature.
Yeah. No, there's studio something
finally
fun about
isn't
it.
Arctic.
And then it makes it feel like we are, you know, you've got to do something because we booked the time and, you know what I mean? It's important and to get it done and all that. But I think if we were just lounging on your sofa, maybe Netflix would slip in. We're eating, you know what I mean? Eating nuts.
I would just sit around and pet the cats and then be like, hey, is there an Xbox break?
No one wants to listen to you pet your cats. Whatever that's a euphemism for.
I think a cat doing a little purr thing into the mic would be funny at first. Aww. Especially little Roxy. She's so
vocal.
But
actually, these little dogs that I say little dogs, but they're two pit bulls that I'm dog sitting.
How long has that been going on, by the way?
I guess a week. Yeah, one week.
I thought it was longer than that. Or
no, 1 week.
You were just on air talking about it, though, and like had it started the day before that or something?
It started like that day, I think, okay. Or that the night before or something.
You're
like
talking
that.
To me. You said one of them is like crimson nuts or a horrible crotch
no,
or something.
No, he's just, oh, I was saying that today. Like the, yeah, he's a little excoriated on his hind quarters or whatever. But I mean, he's that one, the young one, the one that's seven, there's one that's 15 years old and I just feel bad. Like he, you can tell he's like lonely or whatever. So he just follows me around. The other day I went out, I worked.
That's
when
why I don't
back,
like dogs, by the way. They're too much pressure.
Oh my gosh. But he, I put something in front of the stairs, but I think the little dog had knocked it over.
Uh-huh.
The big dog, the old one, the 15 year old got himself stuck upstairs. So he hobbled himself up the stairs.
Yeah.
And then couldn't get down. And I was like, what am I going to do? The
isn't
dog
age
is
a bitch. Isn't age horrific?
It, he's so big. And I felt like, and then I looked at him. So I made this blanket sling. We have to do that with patients who are acting out. We put them on a blanket and we can bring them into like a control room or whatever.
Oh, I thought
like
you were going to say put soap into a wrapped up towel and beat him and then say it was all a dream,
no,
fat boy. Remember.
Oh, that's not nice. But I felt bad because this dog, it had like its front paws like to go down the stairs, but it was too afraid and I think in pain, you know, because of its arthritis or whatever old age has done to this dog. And anyhow, I just had to scoop him up in this blanket and then myself pick up this dog who's well over 100 pounds. I don't know how much he weighs and then just try to get him downstairs. But then he's kind of timid and fighting and all this. I just felt so bad. But the little one, he just loves me and he loves me more than his owner and more than the other pal.
I find crazy people say that.
No, this dog just totally, totally loves
me.
That
is the mark of an insane person when they say this cat loves me more than its owner.
No, because I'll say,
it
come here.
Under my thrall.
It'll be the owner and it'll be me. And I'll say, come here. Where's my baby? Who wants a belly rub? And the dog is just all over.
Because you're putting on a show.
No, but when I'm just laying there, the dog just lays with me.
Well, and then the night, dog just wants some strange.
No, he likes me. He totally does. And last night I came home.
That's like, this is like a lady and
what's
she's
the movie
saying,
where he's like Billy and she lifts up her shirt and she puts her boobs on the glass. Or
Midnight Express.
Yes, though. Last night I
he's
come
just like,
home.
Put him on the glass. He's been raped by the filthy fat Turkish guard who looked a lot like the guy that took the dump next to me earlier.
Anyhow, when I came home last night, he comes to meet me
at my
car.
You're cutting off that scene. It's so good. It's so simplified in Cable Guy.
But everybody
guy.
Knows that.
No.
Oh, it's not in Cable Guy. That's not. Oh, but the original.
It's parodied in Cable Guy.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm.
But like, it's just the nipple scene in Cable Guy. And in the actual one, he's like just begging for her to whip him out.
Yeah.
And she finally pulls out her jugs and puts them against the glass. And then he just starts whacking it out right there. She's just crying. Going, oh, Philly. And he's just like, no, no. I think that guy died of AIDS, actually.
Oh, man.
He was in another movie. I forgot. He had two roles that were kind of sizable.
I don't know.
And he got the hivy.
Yeah.
You talk for a second. I'm going to look up who that cat was because now I'm curious.
But anyhow, when I came home last night from work, the dog came to my window of my car. And he had his paws up against the window and his face there. And he was like talking to me through the window and he wouldn't leave until I got out. It was so cute. He missed me so much.
Brad Davis died in 91.
Yeah.
Boom. AIDS is a winner.
Oh, my.
And he was in, he's in Chariots of Fire. He has like a small part in that. Yeah.
I slept through that. I saw it as a teenager and I just.
So good. Are you kidding me?
It's supposed to be great, but I don't really remember what happened.
I mean, it's one of those by the numbers great films, but it is. It's about the British Olympic running team in like, 1916. I'm trying to remember if it's before or after the Great War.
Mm.
And there's like a Christian guy on the team and a Jew.
Yeah,
sounds
I don't
like
remember.
A joke setup.
I saw it at.
They both walk into a bar.
What you call it? During I went to summer camp.
Whatcha?
I think we saw it at summer camp. And I watched it. I remember thinking, oh, that's a great movie.
Was it to get the fat kids to run?
But I
to fire them up?
No, I don't know. I kept nodding out. It was like past my bedtime. I've been like that ever since.
Well, I had
I
that
was a
great
kid.
Vangelis score. Vangelis, yeah. However yeah, that stupid I love that. Greek bastard pronounces his name.
I don't know, but it's a good one.
I love
it. Gets us pumped.
The days of the 80s. Yeah. Oh, the.
But they actually did a show. Oh, the X Factor recently did an 80s thing. And I don't like any of those songs. I just don't like any of them. I don't.
Like what?
Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Okay, get out of the studio now. You've wasted my time and everyone else's.
I just don't really like the 80s. I wasn't into the hair bands. I wasn't into any of it. I just didn't.
The
like
hair bands are one of the weaker parts of the 80s.
Yeah.
Because musically, they were just very dumb and poppy. And I don't think they've lasted the way a lot of pop music has. So much old pop music gets rediscovered. People go back and they're like, they can find their parents' ABBA albums or whatever.
Yeah, but I like that. That's 70s.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm just giving a pop example.
Gotcha. But I do like the 70s and the 60s and the 50s, which you know. So I mean, I like all the old stuff.
You love ancient crap.
Yeah, super ancient.
Some stuff will come on serious when we're driving in. And I'm like, how do you know this?
It really is before my time.
It's like
regardless
you're babysat
you
by Donna Reed. It's creepy.
I know. And I know some of those programs and stuff, too. It's kind of odd, which were all before my time, you know. But, I mean, all the 80s was not very good to me. I mean, things that make me think of my childhood are really when I was very, very young. Like, you know, the Commodores, like Brick House and all those. That's all 70s. But I was a little kid in the 70s.
So you hate the pain of your childhood. And the 80s music brings it up.
I mean, by the time the 80s rolled around, I mean, I'm in preteens and, you know, that kind of thing. So
for me, it's weird. You look back at some of the huge acts from that time and their music, despite what they'll say on Behind the Music, it hasn't translated to a younger age. Like, there isn't a new audience for Poison.
Yeah.
Warrant, people know Cherry Pie, like, as a joke, I'm stripping to this song. But people haven't purchased the album Cherry Pie or Dirty, Rotten, Filthy, Stinkin' Rich.
No, it's just
learned the deep cuts because it was crap.
Yeah.
Even Motley Crue, kind of their excess is celebrated.
Yeah.
But to know more than a song by Motley Crue, a lot of people couldn't name one by Motley Crue. Honestly,
I can. I don't. Girls, was that them or no?
You left out a girl.
Yeah, but girls.
That's them.
Oh yeah, but yeah, I didn't really get into that kind of thing. There are like a handful of songs essentially that I did like as a kid from the 80s, like Taco. I liked that one.
Putting on the Ritz.
Yes, and I liked 99 Luft Balloons. I did like
Nena.
I did.
Did you like the English version?
I liked both of them, actually.
Really? The English version was such a stinkeroo. That's like the English version of Du Hast.
I think they played them both. I mean, that's when they said like where it had come from, and I don't think it bothered me so much. But I liked Rick James. I did. My mom did have some like Cool in the Gang and stuff, but it wasn't like my absolute favorite or whatever.
So you like
some Stones.
Black music, really?
Yeah, kind of, I guess. Yeah. But we did. I mean, Mickey, I like that song. Some Blondie. But all the rest, it gets on my nerves, actually. When I hear it, I just think, oh, what garbage. It's all garbage.
I can't believe you don't like I Want to Dance with Somebody.
I don't really like that. I don't really like Madonna's earlier stuff, like A Virgin and all
Lucky
her.
Star.
I don't like that. Didn't like it then.
Get either. Into the Groove.
Didn't like it.
Dress You Up.
Nope.
Ooh.
None of those. But
see,
I did like
I
Stones.
Love that
we did do
synthy
the Stones, and the Stones had some stuff, Satisfaction and
Steel
all
Steel Wheels. Well, Satisfaction's from like 65.
Is it? I don't know. Yeah. We had it. I mean, we had the record. It
it's
seemed
on
like it just
Hot Rocks 1, which I think cuts off at 72.
Oh, but I think maybe we had the Greatest Hits album or
something. Yeah, you probably had Hot Rocks, where it was like all their heads inside each other. It's one of those classic album covers that I remember from my youth.
I remember it was like with the tongue, I think, isn't it?
The tongue's on like all of them.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know.
You're like, that Metallica album where it says Metallica on the front.
Yeah, exactly.
And the M's pointy.
I'm trying to think of other 80s tunes that I really did like that kind of were iconic 80s songs. Come On, Eileen. I like that one.
That was some one hit stuff right there.
Yeah, they basically just those. And when I hear them on the radio, maybe I'll want to turn it up. It makes me think about being a kid, but very few from the 80s. And it
Cruel
was such
Summer, Bananarama, best song.
Didn't really like it.
Didn't really
like it.
It's so perfect.
Oh, and I hated.
I read up, by the way, that they were doing a ton of blow in certain scenes of that.
Yeah.
And so you'll see them looking really down and drained in one scene. And then the next, they're like hopping up and down like Energizer bunnies. Like, yeah, we're just doing blow in the men's room at the Shell where we were filming. It's awesome. You got to watch it. That video, Cruel Summer, Bananarama.
Well, it's funny. Somebody was saying, I didn't actually see this interview or whatever, but James Taylor was doing some kind of interview, like a behind the music kind of thing. And, you know, they'll always say, well, what does this song represent? Or, you know, what were you thinking with this? And
box. I'm all about the box.
Well, he said.
He gets all graphic.
He's like, how the hell do I know? I was stoned the whole time. He was like, I don't know what I was talking about. Like, you know, when I'm in a reefer fog. Yeah, okay. The meaning of life, I don't know. Like, we were stoned. We were partying. We wrote a song.
I always get pissed when someone asks the meaning of a song. Like,
well, I think sometimes it does.
It's just like assign your own value. Who gives a crap? Once they make the song, they don't have any more license over it than you do.
Well, what's funny to me is I think sometimes like these stoners or these, you know, hair bands or whatever, they don't really have, you know what I mean? They're just
you lumped in two very disparate groups, by the way.
Well, because people will ask
like
them,
the Jews or the Vietnamese.
That's what I'm saying. Because it's so broad. But they'll ask these like people who aren't really known for being songwriters. And they'll be like, well, what is this? And really, it's just because it rhymed.
Yeah.
But then whoever the listener is or whoever the reporter is will have.
I hate the ones that try to decipher it.
Yes, exactly.
Go to hell.
Yeah, it's so annoying. And they're going, when there was an olive tree, when you spoke of that, do you think that had anything to do with your dad's death and the loss of your dog in the same time about the changing of the leaves? And you're like,
I was just looking at an Olive Garden sign. Yeah. What do you want, buddy?
Leaves rhymes with Steve.
Yeah.
But then the artist goes, oh, yeah, I mean, you couldn't take it that way. And they're riding that wave
like
they meant it that way.
There are people that so much, yeah, assign so much more value to it.
Yeah, exactly.
It drives me nuts, really.
It is annoying. You're just like, it's just what it is. Or it's just pop. It just sounds fun. And so you kind of admire the people, like when they were talking about Blurred Lines. He's like, you know, we wrote this in like 2 minutes. It was just this, that. It's not. They're like, oh, all this controversy. Like,
did anyone think Blurred Lines was anything deeper than that, though? Dumb song.
No, right. But I think that they were saying all this controversy. And were you trying to put
It's something like Paranoid, which is like one of the best cuts off of that old Sabbath album. And they're like, yeah, we only had 7 tracks, so we needed to get it up to 8. So
exactly. But yeah. And so, you know, I saw him in an interview and he's like, you know what? We just went in there. We liked the sound of it. And we just put some quick lyrics together and whatever. Like, we weren't trying to go for controversy or for whatever. And they're like, whoa, what does this mean? Or like the Miley Cyrus thing, to her talking about the Molly thing.
I finally heard that again. Oh, yeah. Wrecking Ball.
I like that song.
It's okay.
I mean, it doesn't bother me.
I would do the Miley Cyrus. I like her little shaven head.
And her raspy voice.
That I don't care so much about. But her androgynous look is okay. She got a lithe little figure.
But now that's a big news thing, too. Like, everyone's cropping their hair off. I guess Aniston
The kids are doing
Jennifer
it.
Hudson's doing it.
The Hunger Games, cat piss.
Oh, she did hers, too. Pamela Anderson did hers. I don't really like her.
Well, there's two different things. There's the bob, like they do little bobs, which kind of demands a pretty face.
No, and I mean, a bob can be fine. I mean, it can be
even then, you're just
too.
Like, hey, you know what? You'd be hotter with long hair. Hank Hill said it best. He's like, something ain't right, like a pretty girl with short hair.
Pamela Anderson, I don't really like
her. They're also doing the undercuts. It's really the haircut
like
I had.
Like a brush cut. That's what it looks like to me. Like, it is just like a boy cut almost.
It's buzz. It's buzz like underneath one side. But it's weird. It's usually asymmetrical.
No,
it's
that's what Miley has. But then
Rihanna does it.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine enough. Pink kind of does that. She did it for a while.
It's an old headbanger's cut. It's very weird. Except we used to make sure everything was shaved except for almost like a bacon strip at the top.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a triple mohawk in thickness, but that was essentially what it was.
Yeah.
The perfect example I always say is Jason Newsted, Metallica's bassist. Circa the Black album. Look up pictures of him. And he's just got, yeah, his long hair hanging over the shaven skin.
Yeah.
And it has wide adoption. There's some hot Latin chick in the gym who had that going. I was like, I could care less. You know, it's a little kinky maybe. I've never porked someone and felt bristly hair underneath my head. Could be cool. Maybe I'll learn something about myself.
Oh, goodness. I don't know. But I don't, have you seen Pamela Anderson?
I don't like it. If you're a boy, I'm a boy. Your favorite.
I think it's considered a pixie cut or something.
Pam got the pixie?
But it does not look good
to me.
Pam
never had a good dome after her surgeries. She, if you look up her initial Playboy spread, she was a different person. She was a hot chick, but just natural hot.
Yeah.
And then she got bigger cans implanted and this weird new face.
Yeah.
I was never big on Pam's dome, but you know what never got enough credit? This is me being very women's lib, by the way.
Okay.
Pam had a hell of an ass that she would show off on VIP. Really had a killer ass. And everyone just remembers her jugs and her big fake lips and the
hair.
The blonde hair.
Yeah.
Killer ass on that one.
Yeah. Well, now her hair is gone and it does not.
So's her liver. The hair is the least of her worries.
Well, I think a lot of those partying people, their livers are gone. You know, the check liver light came on in the 80s.
Well, unprotected sex with Tommy Lee will get you the hep.
Well, probably. I mean, he's pretty gross.
And half Greek, that's why.
Is he half Greek?
He is. His mom was like Miss Greece or some crap, and his dad was like a military guy, and they really couldn't even speak to each other. He was just like, I want to bone that. And that's how it worked out. You've made it through Papa's basement.
Wow, how about that?
A trial for you, a trial for us, but here we are, stronger for having done it.
Yeah.
The show's website's inpapasbasement.com. Every Monday and every Thursday, you're going to find a new episode of the show there. I also do a bunch of writing hosted there. Me, I'm John Papagiorgio, by the way. Co-host is Allison Frank.
That's me.
Our contact info is at inpapasbasement.com as well. Please find the Facebook link, our Twitter links, all that. Most importantly, the iTunes link. Subscribe to us on iTunes using the podcast app, the Android equivalents thereof, and you'll get the show automatically all day, every day. Whenever it's done, it just instantly appears there. You don't have to go to my stupid,
that's
ugly
true.
Site.
People
I'll be
love
the first
that.
To admit it looks like crap. Also, check out pfpod.com. That's Papa's Football Podcast. It's a show I do with my buddy Howard Flood. Dumb alias of his. Go there, subscribe to the iTunes link there as well. And last but not least, check out thespookiescomic.com, a comic I write with my buddy Jerry. You got anything to add, Allison, or we're good?
No, we're totally good.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.
Oh, wait, I need to actually get your levels. Remember how you're supposed to talk?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's get you talking. I miss that voice. It's so beautiful.
It is beautiful, darling.
You don't whisper
as
like
beautiful
that on
air. As the bagpipes playing in the halls.
Okay, let's give you some boost, because apparently you want to pretend you're going to talk like an invalid.
This is how I talk.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, unless you get me excited about something.
Well, then try to get on more of a radio voice. How's that?
Yeah, but that's not how I talk.
Is it? You just talk like this all the
time. This is how I talk.
Little baby Adam Sandler voice, little Gucci Gucci Goo voice.
I'm going to punch you in your Gucci Goo.
There.
The end.